Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the stinking truth.
Hey, let's go. Let's talk about a real football team with real chances. That is Baltimore. And one thing I've always felt that always surprised me was how many contending teams left themselves so thin at the backup quarterback position.
Right.
What about the Ravens? Have they left themselves too thin? Or in Cooper Rush, do you have somebody that can keep the boat afloat?
Well, I mean, theoretically, he should be able to run the ball, right? Although, the one thing Cooper Rush is not going to do is be Lamar, right? You're not the zone read stuff and the edge presence and all that stuff, but you can still, you're big and physical enough to run the ball. And maybe this will help this coaching staff adhere to that philosophical approach, right? Like, hey, man, we're not going to ask Cooper Rush to go out and win games like we do with Lamar at times. We're gonna saddle in, like, you want to talk about potential blessings in disguise? Maybe this is one of those things that they get, the Baltimore Ravens get back to, hey, Baltimore Raven football, let's do this. And then when Lamar comes back, you know, you've established yourself as a team that can handle that can run the ball, that can dominate line of scrimmage, that can do all those things. They played Kansas City, and I think they gave 8 carries to Derrick Henry, which is like, that's coaching malfeasance. I don't know how that happens. Even if you're down, I don't know how that happens. Like, that is a dude that will break it at any moment. So, like, maybe that gets them back into that. But right now, with the injuries they have on the defensive side of the ball, with the injuries they have at the quarterback position, man, this like, you could be on the outside looking in when everybody and their brother's uncle, including myself, thought you were winning this division. I had Baltimore representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. And now they've got 7 different guys hurt on the defensive side of the ball, a couple guys on IR. I mean, it's just it's a bad situation going on in Baltimore right now.
The Broncos are going to be playing the Eagles this week, and so that once again, whatever team plays Philadelphia, it seems like in that town, you have the conversation about the tush push. Sean Payton was asked about the tush push, and he said that when he was a member of the competition committee, he absolutely spoke up in favor of it. He likes it, and the argument he gives is, quote, look, it's a quarterback sneak, and I think credit Philadelphia. I'm one who looks at it as long as the line of scrimmage is clean, that it's a well-run quarterback sneak, and when you really evaluate it, it's really the technique of the sneak more than the push. I mean, the tush push has been this awesome debate.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come down on it as a former offensive line? First of all, let's go at it this way. As a former offensive lineman, do you think it's effective?
Oh, yeah. I know it's effective. I mean, it's really effective. And this is where I would argue with Sean on that. Initially, I've watched him be stopped short of that first down almost as many times as I watched him just roll right through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the second push that it's almost like riding a wave.
Yep.
Like, his little feet aren't even on the ground.
Right.
He's just on top of the back of an offensive lineman.
Like body surfing at a concert.
Right, exactly.
Mosh pit.
It's exactly what it is. And then that second push, that second surge, is what gets you that first down. And so I would disagree with Sean in that. Like, the good and the well-executed, like, quarterback sneaks, you watch the quarterback, he takes the ball, he snaps the ball, he takes a step back and lets the natural lane develop. And then, whether it's right or whether it's left, he slips in there and picks up the first down. So it's that second wave is where they convert most of those first downs. and I've been on record. I love it. I think it's a football play. I love it. I think it's great. But the fact that, and I've said this on this podcast many times, you can't do that on the other side of the ball on special teams. You can't shove a defensive lineman through a gap on the special team slash defensive side of the ball. I don't know if it applies to defense. I think it does. But I know on special teams you can't do it. So if it's illegal because it's dangerous and it gives you a decided advantage on the defensive side of the ball, why is it legal on the offensive side of the ball? That's my argument. Like, if we're going to be congruent, let's be real and be congruent. And if it's too dangerous to shove a defensive lineman through a center guard gap on PAT field goal to get a block, if that's deemed as too dangerous, then this should also be deemed as too dangerous. But it's not, because why? Because we like offense. Like, we like, that's what it comes down to, is we like offense, we like conversions, we like, hey, three more downs to get, you know, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and, you know, the Slim Reaper and A.J. Brown and Goddard and everybody else.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunities. Well, Sean Payton's with you, because he said, quote, the reason I stood up in favor of it is pretty simple. If the powers to be don't want it for aesthetic or competitive reasons, it's hard to officiate, etc. But I've been involved in those meetings for a long time. And when all of a sudden health and safety was pulled into that, which might be the safest play in football, my BS nose went up. He says it's a safe play.
Sure.
Again, from an offensive lineman standpoint, you're the one that's, you know, submarining down low. You got people coming up on the back of your legs. Defensive players are piling on top of you. Do you think it's a safe play?
Yeah. How many guys have been hurt on that play?
That's a good point.
Not only any. So, yeah, I mean, is it safe? I mean, you're sitting there nose to nose. It's not like it's just a push. Yeah, you know, it's not like it's not like this running hit, you know, where all of a sudden they're going to flag it because it was loud. You know, I had one of those in my game, a helmet-to-helmet hit, where I think it was a receiver caught the ball and was running, and he's not defenseless anymore. He's running at the guy, and then dude comes up and hits him in the head. And that helmet-to-helmet happens, I mean, 30 times, 25 times. That one was flagged, though, because it was loud. Ooh, it's loud, right? It happens another 15 times in the same game that never gets flagged. But if it's loud and it's in the open, ooh. But if the running back lowers his crane and wham, hits somebody with his helmet, that's okay. It's just is the incongruent nature of the way we officiate the game, defense versus offense.
You know, my thought on the tush push has always been this, okay? If it got to the point where, like, every NFL team was really good at it,
right,
and it just couldn't be stopped, then I might say maybe for competitive reasons you take it out. But as far as I can tell, the only team that can do it is Philadelphia. And why should you penalize the Eagles? You look really petty if you eliminate something because one team is able to do it well and nobody else is. That's why you eliminate it?
Let me. This, it leads me to something you and I haven't talked about, but I think it's interesting. Okay. And this is a conversation of identity and why identity matters. Why it matters what you decide to be as a football team. And this is typical of bad franchises. Because bad franchises don't have an identity. They don't know what they are. And so you know what they do? They steal from other people. They're like, wow, did you see that? That running play? That was really a good running play. What's it called? I don't know. Let's just name it something. Like, what are the nuances of it? Who knows? Who knows? But look at it. You know, the guard and the tackle double team there, so we'll do that. And, you know, then, and so they just take it from one team and they implement it to their team. And do they really run it a lot? No, it's just a game plan specific run. Hey, the Saints had trouble defending this. Let's put it in, even though we've never run it before. Hey, so-and-so had trouble defending this. And then you get that offensive coordinator that just noses around and tries to figure out, hey, is this a good play? Is this a good play? Let's run that. The other team was successful with it. And you never really build what you are. The issue the other teams have is they didn't create it. They don't know all the nuance to it. They weren't there in the meeting rooms when they said, let's try this out. They didn't go through all the training camp practices when they ran it. They didn't do any of that. They just said, let's steal it from Philly and let's implement it. And that's a recipe for bullshit football. Own your stuff. Own your identity. Establish what you want to be and then adhere to that. Perfect it. It's the 10,000 hour rule. We run it 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. We're better than you, and we're going to kick your ass. Those are what the good teams do. But there's plenty of teams that'll put it in because why? Man, it looks cool. That's a great play. They had a lot of success. Their team had a tough time defending it. That's what they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.